off on somebody, or you'll be dozing off, or your skirt too short and stuff like that, and you're trying to hide behind seat. There's no time for all of that now. We're social distancing, literally.
I'm not good at seeing myself as the best person in the room. I actually think I'm maybe the least of anyone.
Find your space and stick to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Welcome to today's episode of The Lifestyle Junkie. I'm your host, Kofo, and let's get down to the gist of today. Today's podcast, we're going to be talking about cruise bats and every other buzzword people use to disguise disrespect. I will always be a hater, be an up against a big rest, because most times it's used when someone is trying to pass a message across, and then in a bid to dismiss them, they say, "I beg rest." Like, what do you mean by "I beg rest"? I know sometimes it's not ill intended, but 70% of the time, people say it disrespectfully. Also with bands. God, bands are the gutter. I mean, the entire Nigerian vocabulary of a certain demographic of people died with the invention of that word bands, with that word coming to light. Oh God, have mercy. I mean, I know some people whose entire personality relies on being loud and making loud, obtuse, and insensitive jokes about crucial, sensitive matters. Aside from that, making jokes about other people and insecurities, their entire personality relies on other people laughing at those jokes. And then, all that cruise. Oh Lord, have mercy. The buzzword that I didn't mention earlier on is dark humor. I mean, you have no right making dark humor jokes if you are not going to be the butt of the joke. The problem is that people think they're funny when they're making fun of someone else or something, making fun of someone else just to make other people laugh, when in actuality they're just assholes. I mean, if you have to do that to be funny, then I hate to break it to you, but you are not funny. And that is exactly what bands and crews is about. When at the end of a whole ass conversation, you say, "We're just catching cruise," in a bit to make you, you know, settle down just so your anger will subside a bit. Oh, not cruise. Oh, these people are being very disrespectful. And just so you look cool, you agree with them. Plot twist with those kind of people is that you that are laughing, you don't know that you are the next target. Like, you are going to be the next person they will use as the butt of their next joke. Those kind of people know no bounds. Everybody will always be an object of laughter for them. And there's this awkward way people laugh or try to laugh when you've already attacked their insecurities, just so they don't seem like, oh, they're not funny like everyone else, and they're not laughing at your stupid jokes. It's just awkward way people laugh. There's this way they subconsciously become smaller in a room when you've attacked them with what you've said. And then they do this, and these banters, these cruise guys, these cruise women don't know that. Okay, stop. Like, stop. This is where you should stop. This is the line that you should not cross. Yeah, I don't like people that don't know when to stop joking. I don't like people that don't know that some things are funny and some things are just not and will never be. I don't like people who are crude and obtuse and are tone deaf to and are insensitive to things that happen around them and think it's okay to make a joke out of everything. I don't like people who don't know when they have crossed the line with the things they say. Like, the invention, like, the originality of the word "band" is from a place, from a good place, from a place of, oh, this is joke, oh, everything here is just joke, like, we're just catching crews, like, we're just having fun, literally. But then trust Nigerians to be emotionally insensitive, like, trust us to be void of any type of humanity, and then take it a step further and start to actually poke at actual issues. Like, the other day on Twitter, I saw this guy say, I can't wait to grow up and have a son and one urgent 2K. Oh God. Now, yeah, let's make a scenario. In a scenario, you say, oh yeah, they always talk about how girls are always asking for one urgent 2K. But then this asshat has gone the extra mile to call his unborn daughter, like, the child he hasn't given birth to, his imaginary child, the poor girl that's sitting pretty in heaven, he has gone ahead to call her Ojentike because of Bant. Well, the most of the scenarios you can coin for Bant and Cruz is, you will find men at the center of it. That's because men are largely, mostly disrespectful towards women. And when a woman reacts, it is said that she cannot take a joke. That's how the world has worked for the longest period of time. Another instance, like, this, the time I'm recording this podcast here, there's, I don't know if by the time I share it there will still be war between Ukraine and Russia, but that's what's happening right now. So this person in my contact list thought it would be funny to send me this picture about feminists when the war breaks out, and I replied with a question mark, like, explain yourself, because you're not funny, you're just, you don't, it wasn't funny in any way whatsoever, because saying things like that clearly shows that you do not know or understand how systemic the oppression against women runs and how ingrained it is into history. So when you make stupid jokes like that, it's not funny. It's not funny at all. It just shows that you are thick-headed, and it would just be better if you didn't say things like that rather than making jokes. I don't know why people don't understand that keeping quiet is a much, much, much better option than showing to everybody that, oh,
I don't understand this thing. I have made no move to understand this thing, but rather I will make jokes about people who understand this thing just so I look cool. Like the backlash, backlash is the wrong word. Behind the scenes of all of this is just so you can look a certain way to your group of friends who are also as thick and obtuse and blockheaded as you are. That's exactly how the circle of insensitive and offensive jokes, which are coined under the magnificent term of bands and crews, and on the event that you react, you should rest. Oh god, when I was recording this podcast and I told my sister the name of it, she was like, she sang a song, she said, you know that breakfast and national cake? She was like, disrespect on national cake, because honestly, with people who band on regular basis, disrespect is a national cake. Disrespect a national cake, you could touch everybody. That's how their mind works. So if you think that because you are a friend to someone whose mind works like that, let me tell you, you could touch everybody. Let me spare you the stutter. Let me spare you the shock, the look of shock when is your turn. Now, I've gone on and on about banters and cruise people who are always on cruise, and all those jokesters, people who don't know how to make a joke if your fellow human being and their insecurities are not the butt of it. I've gone on and on about them. But how do you tackle them? Because what did I say earlier on? Disrespect na national cake. You go touch everybody. I don't chop my own. I don't go chop my own shabbat. What can you do? Well, for starters, don't let them get away with it. I know in the moment when they make those jokes and people are laughing, you start to feel a certain way that, oh, if I speak up, I'm seen as the uncool person. But that speaking up that you're afraid of doing, do it. And pour sand in their gari. Pour water on them, like as if they are foul. Pour water on their body, let them cool down. Let them know that what they just said made no sense. Because a banter person, a person who relies on banter and cruise, is most 90% of the time they are loud and obtuse. So when you are able to bring them down to the level that they should be at, it's always like a shocker, because I thought I had it together. Is it to them? Their jokes are like an invincible one that no one can break through. But if they use you or someone around you as a joke, as a bot for their joke, call their bluff. Essentially, call their bluff. Do is do not encourage them. Do not laugh, because is it funny? No, it's not funny. So don't laugh. Why are you laughing? It's not funny. Why are you not laughing? Your joke is not funny. Your joke was stupid. That's why I'm not laughing. Okay, finish. Stephanie, it was not funny. Carry face. Nobody's going to beat you. Your laughter is your truth. There's the problem with this thing is that people want to fit in. If you realize that you do not need to fit in with this particular type of people, you will know that your laughter is not necessary. Finally, yeah, don't be part of them. Don't join the bad wagon. Don't do it. You're going to hate it. Don't join the bad wagon. Just because everyone around you is doing it, don't do it. It's not a trend. It does not make sense. Don't do it. I know that people have been saying that, oh, this generation were too sensitive. But the truth is, every other generation has been terribly insensitive to everything and to people especially. This is why we have such terrible leaders right now, because the generations before us have been very insensitive. That why do you think when we still complain about African parents, our fathers and our forefathers before us have been insensitive? That's why this generation seems like, oh, they are too sensitive. We're not too sensitive. We are at the right amount, and some people are still behind. We are the right amount of sensitivity. Look accurately, looking out for each other. Don't join them to make stupid jokes about people. It's not cute, it's not funny, it's not charming, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make an iota of sense. Sorry if my voice sped up a bit towards the ending of the podcast. I was getting a little bit riled up because these things actually piss me off a bit, because why would you think making a joke about another person is funny? Like, you think about it. Why do you even think it's funny? Why? Don't you? You need to be checked. There's something wrong with you, honestly speaking. I think I've come to the end of today's podcast. So when am I going to upload this? I think I'll put it on Monday, because I just shared a newsletter today. You cannot subscribe to my newsletter. Go and subscribe. I'm dropping poetic teas there. You really, really, really want to read it. By next week, I hope to have amazing news for you. I really, really, really hope to have amazing news for you. Fingers crossed. Did I promise anything last episode? Okay, I promised. I said I would talk about why I disappeared. I disappeared because of school. And I couldn't really be consistent and record because of how stressful school is. I'm studying architecture. I think that's about it. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of the Lifestyle Chunky podcast. I'm still your girl, Kofo. You can follow me on socials at Kofo is Art on everywhere. Yeah, that's all. Bye. Don't be obtuse. Don't make silly jokes. Disrespect is not funny.